Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Funny.
And Nikki.
And there's so much to get into that we probably won't be able to get into, but a New York City mayor involuntarily hospitalizing homeless people, that's definitely coming up. There's also more news out of China that we probably won't get into. The arrests are starting, but also the mass protests are apparently overwhelming China's censorship systems, according to New York Post. NATO, of course, is doubling down on its pledge to make Ukraine a member, which would be disastrous.
I'm so confused. So Ukraine applied, NATO is doubling down on its pledge. Why doesn't that just mean Ukraine's a member?
I don't know. And I don't know why NATO does the things it does or what policies it has in place. There's probably
some
who
knows.
I have no idea.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's just some international organization doing the bureaucratic international organization nonsense.
That's a good answer. It's just bureaucrats.
I mean, I'm glad that Ukraine isn't a member of NATO because
right. Then
the U.S. would be at war with Russia and no one wins in that particular scenario. But, you know, the very idea of making Ukraine a member of NATO is that that's sort of the root of this entire conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Also, one we probably will get into, a French teen is seeking justice after a police officer beat and urinated on him.
Yikes.
This poor 14-year-old boy in Paris. That and more coming up. But first, we have Jack on the line from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I had a lot to say, but I just got a picture in my head of the Eiffel Tower and some really inappropriate things happening. France, the peeing, anyway.
Yeah.
Are you there?
But, I'm trying to ignore everything you said.
Yeah, me too.
Go ahead.
You guys were talking about, like, offensive language. You guys aren't taking it into account that, like, people are, like, different ages, they have different environments, different parents. Like, earlier, I have a mentally handicapped family member. And Bonnie said the R word. I won't even say it.
I have a mentally handicapped family member.
That's fine, but it doesn't mean you're bad or dislike them at all.
I said the word fag earlier. You're not going to call attention to that. Look, oh, my God, I said it.
Aria is homophobic. This just in.
No, I don't think she's homophobic at all. It's just she's a human. She's imperfect. You know, you guys, this commercial for your news, the British guy, he was saying, you know, Kanye or somebody, Donald Trump, and I had a rough childhood, but Donald Trump,
go ahead.
Hear me out on this.
Yeah, I
it's a little random.
So Kanye West and a white supremacist, a white nationalist was invited, and I'm just thinking how ironic and bizarre that is. They said, yes, Trump invited Kanye West and he goes by Yee now, but and a
it's
white nationalist. I'm like, so much irony there. But I love you guys, man. I listen. This is one of my favorite shows. Sundays and this.
Okay, cool. But what the hell does any of that have to do with your childhood, though?
Well, everyone's childhood's different. So if you had a grandpa that was, you know, born in the 40s, he's going to be a little bit racist.
Well, me and I don't know about Aria. I was going to say me and Aria, but I guess I don't know. But definitely me, I've had, like, you know, some racist, like, conversations within my family when I was younger. Not me, but, like, my older generation from Alabama said racist things sometimes. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to grow up and be like, oh, racism is cool or fine.
No, but
in fact, the ones that were like that are still alive are not even racist anymore.
I mean, yeah, grandparents were extremely racist, and none of their, like, all my aunts and uncles, like, none of them are racist. Like, they heard their parents saying the most ruthless things that were, like, racist comments, and they all were like, okay, yep, I hear you guys, but none of them really turned out to be racist. They just understood that that was wrong.
Yeah, mine was just one generation further down. My parents and my uncle and aunts, they're all racist, and so were my grandparents and their parents going all the way back to, you know, probably the Confederacy at least. But my generation is like, yeah, we don't have time for that nonsense.
Yeah. Well, I guess it makes sense.
I mean, certainly, you know, when I was 5 years old, you know, being spoon-fed this racist nonsense by my father and, you know, his father, certainly when I was five and didn't know any better, I was probably racist too. But as I got older and I became capable of independent thought, I realized the many, many, many things about which my father was wrong. And
but a human being can still slip up when they get old and become an adult. Not because they want to, because it's in their brain somewhere.
Age doesn't make people racist, though. I mean, I'm not going to be racist when I'm 80 years old just because, I mean,
what? Less racist. You just make mistakes sometimes. You say things you don't mean because they're just there. You know, you inherited them through your life. I don't know. I guess I'm being dork. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jack. I don't know that I agree at all. I think if you're, quote, slipping up and saying something racist in your old age because it's just there, then maybe there's just something there that you need to work on because you might be a little bit racist.
And I've seen that before, too, with elderly people where all of a sudden it's like, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden grandma's racist at 90 years old, but she had never said anything racist previously. That's because she was racist all along. It was deep down inside her. She just knew it wasn't okay to say. Now that she's old and she doesn't care or she's a little confused, the truth comes out.
I don't know. I don't think that's very fair because, like, lots of these people are on drugs and people, like, when I was on morphine and stuff after I was in a car accident, I said to this girl's face, like, I hate her. Get her out of here. Oh, my God. I hate her. And I didn't hate her. You know, I was just saying crazy stuff because I was on drugs.
Well, so there's that. But I think being on drugs is, like, a different thing.
Yeah, but, like, most old people are on drugs.
Yeah, but probably not drugs that strong. They're probably just on, like, some mild psych meds. I don't know. Well, either way, I mean, that could be it, too. I don't know. But...
but even if they're not 90 years old, even if there's someone who's like 60 or 70, if they're saying something racist in their old age, those seeds were there all along. And I'm not worried about becoming old and accidentally saying something racist because I've already dealt with the ideas of racism. Yeah.
I've never even heard of that, honestly. I've never heard of somebody who's never been racist. Then they get old and all of a sudden they're acting racist. In fact, my grandparents now don't say racist things. And we just think it's because they were like, oh, nobody's agreeing with us. I don't know.
Well, that's what happened with my grandmother. It was like she never said anything racist, really. Not, I had never heard her say anything racist. And then all of a sudden, she was in a nursing home, and she's like, oh, I'm so scared to be here. And me and my sister were all worried. And we come to find out it was because the CNAs and the nurses were black. She was like, I don't feel safe here. Everyone's black.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, Grandma, where did that come? And that was before she got confused. So I was like, where did that come from?
See, I would expect that from most of my family. I wouldn't expect that from my grandmother. I don't know if my grandmother is racist or not. I mean, she may or may not be. I don't know. I've never really discussed it with her. But the rest of my family wore it openly on their sleeves, with the exception of maybe one of my uncles. The rest of them, you know, they're racist. And they'll say the N-word constantly in private. And they think that their behavior is somehow kept within their home and that no one around them knows that they're racist.
Nope, it's obvious.
Yeah, but it's very much obvious. There's someone I know here in New Hampshire who's like that, and I didn't know this until recently, but obviously they say the N-word at home and they say other racist things at home. And I knew this person was racist, even though I had never heard any of those things, just from some of the dog whistles that this person has said in the past. Like, one of them was, how come, when there was a Black Lives Matter protest here in Keene, this person said, why can't I go down there and say, no, all lives matter? It's like, look, I understand where you're coming from, but that's a racist dog whistle.
Yeah.
You know, that all lives matter thing. I get it, you know, and I don't think you're wrong for saying that all lives should certainly matter equally, but, like, this isn't about you at the moment.
Yeah, read the room.
Yeah. It's not about you. Calm down. There's 364 other marches every single day that you and it can be about you, right?
Yeah, and you can just always go make your own march that where you say, like, all lives matter.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just saying. It's like he's never been interested before, I assume.
That's exactly it. He's never been an advocate of, you know, people just need to have their lives respected by police or whatever. It's just... there's a dog whistle. What are your thoughts on this? 603-283-6160. Coming up, New York City Mayor involuntarily hospitalizing mentally ill homeless people. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and I want to say thank you to Chris Hartzell, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Chris is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you like Free Talk Live, and you want to help show your support, help us reach a large audience, all of that great stuff, the AMPS program is the best way to do that. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month, unless you're paying in a different currency, as it turns out. If I recall correctly, if you pay in British pounds, or maybe it was the Australian dollar, I don't remember exactly which, but you can apparently pay a lower amount to join the AMPS program if you're not using USD. I don't remember the specifics. It was all very weird, and it only happened once, so I didn't take a huge mental note of it. But anyway, $5, that's all it takes, and you can join it. You get the podcast a little bit earlier. You get the full version of the show with everything except the actual commercial breaks. There's nothing cut out. It's unabridged, I guess is the word I'm looking for. AMPS.freetalklive.com. Chris is a gold-level member, which means that Chris is giving $10 per month to the program. Again, we don't ask that. $5 is all it takes. That's AMPS.freetalklive.com. But Chris is going above and beyond, and we thank you for that, Chris. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Chuck on the line from Washington listening on K-Talks. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call. The reason why I called tonight is because earlier in the hour, around 8 minutes after the hour, you were discussing Russia and Ukraine and some of the complexities over there. And it got me to thinking about one of these YouTube videos I've been keeping up on as far as the progress in the war effort over there. And then started thinking about back in, you know, the late 90s when we intervened, we as in the United States decided it was okay to intervene in the, what was happening in Serbia and what is now Kosovo. So, you know.
I was too young to know about any of these things. I seem to recall a Bosnian incident that happened under
Clinton.
Yeah, that
was before. Yeah, that was before, like a couple of years before that. You know, and it was, Kosovo was under Clinton Bush type of a thing. So, yeah.
Well, that was when the escalation of America into this sort of world police really started, isn't it? During the Clinton era, maybe before, I don't know, I wasn't really around then.
Well, I think that it really started with, well, maybe Vietnam.
Okay, that's fair.
But then, you know, it really cemented itself when we started to get involved in South America, and then it really came about in the first Bush era when we went to, you know, when Iraq decided to invade Kuwait, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and then we just kind of went from there. But, you know, that region of the world where I'm talking about, Kosovo, there's Russian soldiers that operate there. They're peacekeeping just like the U.S. soldiers are.
By peacekeeping, you mean ruling, occupying, right? Because that's what military forces did.
Well, he's been using all these words that, like war effort, that give some kind of, you know, I can't think of the word I was just thinking.
You're using the language of the imperialists,
yeah.
I would say. I mean, you're couching things in their terms. It's not an invasion. It's a war effort. It's policing. It's defending freedom. It's protecting the.
You're talking about our involvement in Ukraine.
Any of them. I mean, there's multiple ways of looking at everything, right? You can certainly look at the U.S. involvement in Ukraine and make the argument that, you know, it's for justice, it's to help Ukraine defend themselves against the aggressive Russians, and then you can look at it from the other perspective, which is, oh yes, the U.S. government is literally sending weapons to actual literal Nazis. So, I mean, there's no well. They are doing that.
Well, I mean, there's Nazis operating and supporting the Russian Federation as well. And I can name a few organizations that are openly.
The U.S. isn't doing anything to support the Russian Nazis. The U.S. is supporting the Ukrainian Nazis.
In the American government, we don't just have, like, oh, this is our section for Nazi soldiers. So it is something notable.
They don't even have that anymore. The Ukrainian military absorbed the Azov Battalion. So they're just part of the.
Not dismissed, absolved. From what I understand from my limited research that I've done about the Nazi involvement in the functioning government of Ukraine, it exists, but it was kind of one of these parties that were arm wrestling with the three other dominant parties.
It was briefly until Zelensky and his group won, at which point the Ukrainian military took the Azov battalion in, and they did, you know, arrest some of the worst of the war criminals, the ones who were raping babies and 9-year-olds and stuff like that. They did arrest some of them. However,
oh, good, we're not supporting those people anymore.
Oh, yes, they are, because that's where this story, that's where the however comes in. Zelensky then came
out of jail,
Zelensky then came around a few months ago and said, hey, look, all of you war criminals who we've put in prison, we're going to let you out as long as you agree to fight in the army.
Okay, so we're definitely supporting baby rapist Nazis.
Well, I'm not, but the U.S. government certainly.
Yes.
Yes. Literal,
well, I mean, the tax dollars they steal from you are.
Yes, literal people who literally raped babies being set free to go fight against Russia. So, I mean, that's the American allies here are baby rapers.
And to the point of, oh, well, there's Nazis in Russia, too. I just don't think that we should be involved in war. I don't think anyone should be involved in this war.
Exactly.
Like, I think people should mind their own business. This weird world police stuff where, you know, it's like, oh, well, we have all these allies and Europe has to get involved and the U.S. has to get involved. Mm-hmm. It just makes things worse. Like, we're not helping anyone here.
People seem to think that Free Talk Live, when we say, oh, we don't love Ukraine, is, like, pro-Russia. It's not like we're like, oh, we're on the Russia's side, actually. It's just that people can't picture or can't like imagine not being on a side. They're not just picking a side.
And that's where I come at this, because if even if Russia was full of Nazis, even if Adolf Hitler came back from the dead and was the king of Russia.
Just literally Hitler.
So anyway, even if literally Hitler was in charge of Russia right now, if the choice is between Hitler and people who rape babies, I'm just not going to choose a damn side. That's always been an option.
Well, and it's just the mindset of the two-party system where it's like, oh, well, you know, it's you have to pick a side, or, oh, well, I'm just, it's the best of the two evils,
truth
or whatever people say.
Well,
I see, in this case, I don't know if it's a what you mean by the two-party system, because it seems like that both parties, with the exception of a few people in both parties, to be quite honest with you, have concerns about where we're going with this. You know, I just want to submit to everybody, let's just say that we didn't get involved and we gave the United States yielded a economic foothold to strengthen their position against us, because their natural allies at this point is everybody that hates America. So, and I'm talking about Iran, China, North Korea. Maybe I'm getting
China
wrong,
doesn't hate America. America's their biggest customer. Thank you so much for the call tonight,
I just
Chuck.
Think you totally missed my point
with
everything I said. Because
I mean, I get where you're coming from. You know, if the West loses Ukraine or whatever, they lose this valuable economic or military foothold or whatever. Like,
don't care.
Yeah, don't care, man. It's not my foothold, and I'm not going to get involved in an argument between the KGB and baby rapers. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Twitter's new verification service is reportedly being delayed again. New owner Elon Musk had claimed Twitter Blue would launch Friday, but now a tech newsletter called Platformer says the launch is being postponed as Twitter tries to avoid paying Apple's 30% share of subscription revenue made through its App Store. The verification service would charge Twitter users $8 for the blue checkmark. People today will remember the lives of the four University of Idaho students murdered in their home earlier this month. A vigil will honor Kaylee Goncalves, Zanuck Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Ethan Chapin, found stabbed to death. Police haven't caught a suspect, and the killer is believed to still be on the loose. The vigil on campus is but one of many planned across the state and will be attended by Governor Brad Little. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're here to remind you that you don't have to pick a side. When it's Republicans and Democrats, and both of them are just absolutely awful, when it's Trump and Joe Biden, you don't have to choose between them. And anyone who tells you, hey, you have to choose whether you're going to eat this bowl of nails or this bowl of screws, or they're not your friend. Your friend says, hey, don't eat that. That's metal.
Yeah. And but it's like, why do we have to tell people this? This is the part that blows my mind, because it's just so obvious to me. It's like, when I say that I don't like one thing, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, I like the other thing. It's just...
It sounded like the last caller didn't even literally have the ability to understand what you were saying about it. Because he just was like, yeah, and said something that had nothing to do with what you just said.
Yeah, Russia bad. That's the point of view they come from. You know, well, Russia's got Nazis too. Well, maybe, but that's immaterial.
Well, I hate both of them.
Yeah. But Americans aren't clamoring and going on about the internet and posting Russian flags all over their Facebook profile pictures like they are with Ukraine. It's like, guys... Why are you choosing this evil, despicable organization to support?
I think the part that bothers me about it is people, typically, I hate to generalize, but it seems like the majority of the people that, you know, change their profile picture to the Ukraine flag and have it in their front yard they don't actually know what's going on. And I'm sure some people, like, I know one girl, she literally had Ukrainian family and, you know, whatever. Like, that sure makes sense, or, you know, if you have a legit reason. But most people have absolutely no clue what's going on. They just know, like, oh, I support the current thing.
Well, even if you have Ukrainian family, you shouldn't want what's going on to be continuing. And it's continuing because of the people who are just supporting Zelensky no matter what he does.
Yeah.
It's a complex situation, certainly, and I don't have any solutions, but I do know that if I sit down at a table and someone says, you have to eat this bowl of disgustingness or you have to eat this bowl of disgustingness, I'm leaving the damn table. Don't be an idiot. Don't choose to eat the bowl of rotten ice cream that's been sitting in the sun for 6 years. Leave the stupid table. Say you're not taking part in this. If someone asks you to choose between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, choose not to participate. Otherwise, you're just legitimizing their nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep giving you worse and worse options because they know you'll pick one. That's what 2016 taught me.
Yep.
That if Joseph Stalin ran against Adolf Hitler, one of them would win the election.
Yeah.
Because Americans would be like, well, I have to vote for Stalin because he's not Hitler. Or they would say, well, I have to vote for Hitler because he's not Stalin. And I don't know how to explain how truly sad the American state of affairs is beyond that. And that's true. If Joseph Stalin and Hitler ran against each other for president.
Well, if they were Republican, the Republican and the Democrat.
Yes. One of them would win.
Well, and that's the other problem. People are just blindly voting left or right. I mean, you proved that when you ran for sheriff.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, people are outraged. Oh my gosh, she's a trans Satanist. I didn't know who I was voting for. She, whatever, manipulated us. No, it's she, you know, like,
can
if
you imagine?
Google Arya's name, you will find all of that information
she did
right away.
On us.
Can
you
imagine
it's
being
like, come on, man.
That disgusting, that reckless that you're like voting for people that you don't know anything about?
Nothing about.
Well, I did it when I was literally 18 and I didn't know anything about politics. I was just like, I went to go vote for Donald Trump and I was like, I guess I'll just vote for all Republicans. So that's the only time I've ever done that
I
was retarded.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's like, you know, I think 18-year-olds, like, you know, that can be expected, but I think once people, well, regardless,
I think
once people reach, you know, as, it's like we have adults doing this, like people who have been voting for 30 years, and they're still doing this, and people who are, seem to be so involved in politics, but then, you know, they're like so heated about these topics, but then they haven't even researched the actual politicians that they're voting for. They're just, you know, regurgitating rhetoric that they hear on Fox News.
That's exactly it. And the education one, the controversial topics, what is it that I'm thinking about? Critical race theory is their big one. They don't have any idea.
No, they don't even know what it means.
What the hell it is.
Oh, I don't even know what it is.
But we're not upset
about
it.
Yeah, I don't care.
I was on the phone with my younger siblings last night, like three of them, and I asked my little brother that's 9, I was like, Jacob, do they teach you in school about drag queens? And he was like, no. And I was like, do you know what that is? And he was like, no. And I was like, do they teach you in school about boys and men wearing dresses? And he was like, no.
Why would they?
I asked him, do they teach you what gay is? And he was like, just laughed because he thinks that word's funny. And he was like, no. So he was just like, anyways, I just wanted to know if they teach any of that's true, if they teach that in schools and that's true. And my older little sister said, Mom and Dad ask him that all the time to make sure. And he's not learning that in school.
That's funny. He's like, why does everybody keep asking me about men in dresses?
I was like, he's probably really confused now that I
asked. Yeah, that's making him, he's going to have to Google it now. to get the answers to these questions that his school is lapsing and not providing him with. What the hell, public education system? If I count on the public education for anything, it's to make all the little kids gay.
Yep, gay communists.
Yeah, why is it failing so much? That's what we need, is more gay communists. Speaking of communists, let's go to the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. I wanted to say, speaking of gay communists, but Sarah, you're not gay, and that would have been using gay as an insult, and it wouldn't have been funny, I don't think. It probably would have been funny. But anyway, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I was just going to talk about our vitamins, and you know that
she completely forgot what she wanted to talk about, didn't you, Sarah?
She did tell us that she did stuff with girls when she was younger. Didn't she?
Oh, that's right, she did.
Yeah. Vitamins.
Define stuff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Sarah.
Go ahead. Weight loss. That's what I really called it about.
So does putting down the fork. Exercising. These things help with weight loss better than vitamins.
So does getting sick. But, just saying.
Well, I think, hold up. Let me show you the reason why. I want to say if you eat, let's say, one hamburger, and if you took a vitamins, you would want to eat, like, three hamburgers. So you need to say those kinds
of
things.
Who the hell eats three hamburgers?
One hamburger plus one vitamin equals...
three hamburgers.
Well, what I'm saying is that you're craving, your body craves the nutrients and the minerals that your body is craving. So you wind up eating like 3 to 5 times more food, and then
so you're not malnourished.
You become overweight.
Yes, but that's, the solution is to eat better, not to eat like crap and then take a vitamin.
Yeah, when you're eating past, you're already nourished and you're just still eating. It's just a willpower thing, and you need to just stop eating after you're not hungry.
Well, it's a whole, like, response, right? Like, people's stomach stretches and they stop. Food is absolutely addictive. Like, people are addicted to carbs, sugar.
I know, that's
right, people, but they do more of that. When you're vitamin deficient.
Why shouldn't I just eat healthier, eat more fruits and vegetables, and get more vitamins?
Because people don't want it. That is good for you.
But hey, I'm glad she's pointed that out. Most people don't have that kind of self-discipline. So then that's why you need to supplement even more.
I refuse to believe that there are people who have the discipline to take a vitamin every day, but they don't have the discipline to eat a salad every day.
Well, the thing about it is that whether your diet is really good, whole food, like you're saying, organic, or like your diet is not so great.
And do vitamins even help? Do they even do anything?
If they're good quality, I would say.
Well, they're not as good as eating whole foods just because, like, whole foods come with other things in them that helps your body absorb them. I can't remember what the words are. Our neighbor is always telling us this, that if you take a vitamin, it's just not the exact same thing as the vitamin in a apple.
That's what I would expect.
Well, they do have vitamins that are, or like supplements, I should say, that are whole food based. So like the iron pills I take for my anemia, they're actually like cow liver.
Oh, yeah. I just take whole cow liver too, but...
I don't know. I've always heard that vitamins, just eat healthy, right? Don't buy Sarah's stupid pyramid scheme vitamins.
It's just expensive
pee. Yeah. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including people being hospitalized against their will.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of your way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki, and you can still join us if you're quick, 603-283-6160. There's so much that I had that I wanted to talk about. It looks like we're just not going to get into it, like the guy who just died, the crypto guy who just died.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently in Russia, he was in a helicopter crash, and the weird thing is that someone else was supposed to be on the flight, but they got off the flight like right before.
That's suspicious.
Like, yeah, we don't want to be on this flight. And then it crashed and he died. Plus the guy, Mr. Mushigin, who said hours before he died, the CIA and the Mossad are about to kill me. Then he dies. And then there's another one. Some of them reported a suicide. There's all sorts of stuff like that worth talking about. Not to mention just interesting stuff. Like the Buddhist temple in India, I think it was, Thailand, that no longer has any Buddhist monks there because they were all defrocked because they were all doing meth and drug tested. And
what?
Apparently you can't be a Buddhist monk.
I would think so, yeah.
Meth, so.
I would think so.
So that's just an interesting story that I wanted to get into.
So that was where the levitating that they always talk about comes from.
Presumably.
They
were very high.
Meth seems like such an American thing. I feel like I never hear about meth outside of America.
Well, apparently Thailand is known for trafficking in meth, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, the more you know.
But the locals are really upset about this because they do what they call merit making, which is where they take food and gifts and stuff to the Buddhist monks. And now they're like, we don't have any Buddhist monks to take stuff to because they're all in rehab.
Well,
this really happened. This Buddhist temple is empty because all the monks are in rehab for meth. What do you even do with that, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention the French teen that we alluded to earlier who has security camera footage showing him being abused by a police officer last year in Paris. There's so much stuff to talk about and so little time. We have Neil on the line with us from Arizona listening on K-Talks. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I would like to talk about Rocket Man Kim for a second here. My good friend
Kim Jong-un, the current dictator of North Korea, right?
Yes. As my good friend Chuck there from Longview, Washington, referred to him as one of the people that hate the United States. Now, do you think that that he hates the United States or he just hates Biden? Because I believe if Trump gets back in office, he'll be back over there standing out on the other side of the border again, shaking hands with Kim, and everything will be fine.
Yeah. It was weird to me that Trump was able to keep good relations with Russia, and it's like right when Biden takes office, like the next month Russia invades Ukraine. I will say that it seems like there is some kind of merit to the fact that Trump was able to be in talks with Russia, and people were always saying, oh, he's like a Russian sympathizer.
And with Kim.
I mean, yeah, North Korea, I would say, is more impressive, because that has never happened before, ever.
Well, he's the only sitting president ever stepped foot in North Korea.
Yeah, that was kind
Trump
of a good deal.
Hold on. Trump went to North Korea?
Yeah. Yeah, went to North Korea and shook hands with him.
I don't recall that.
He actually met him at the border between North and South Korea. And then Kim walked him across the bridge, and Trump actually stood in North Korea for a short time talking with him before he walked back into South Korea and went back wherever.
Yeah, so it wasn't like he got invited to, you know, but
true. I don't know how I never heard about this.
Even just being in the territory of North Korea, I mean, that's huge, because that's never happened before, ever.
But it's like, what is Kim Jong-un going to do? He's not going to do anything.
No, I mean, that's where I take issue with what Chuck says. Kim Jong-un doesn't hate the United States. He doesn't even hate Joe Biden. He hates being treated like North Korea is inconsequential. Mm-hmm. I got news for America.
He has no respect for Joe Biden.
I don't care. I have no respect for Joe Biden. But I have news for Americans. Those other 189-ish countries, they can't stand how America acts like they're not important. And North Korea just happens to be one of those unimportant countries that America doesn't care about that happens to have nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's why America and North Korea can't get along, because America's arrogant. And they look at North Korea like, you're just this little inconsequential country we don't care about. Oh, but this little inconsequential country has nukes. And they have a big brother named China. That's the only reason, because they can't be bullied. That's why America doesn't like North Korea.
Exactly. And before you have to go to the next caller, Sarah that called in every night with something stupid, but she's talking about vitamins and eating more of this and more vegetables. And, well, ever since I had my back surgery, I can't eat vegetables anymore.
Why not?
Because it hurts my back too much to lift them out of the wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Neil. That was a good one. I appreciated that.
I didn't laugh because I thought you were saying
it took me a second.
I thought you were saying it hurts him to pick up the vegetable. I was like, why are they laughing at that?
Yeah. It took me a moment. I was like, why would a vegetable? Oh.
Also, you know what I just thought of? You know how Sarah was talking about how we need to eat healthy and organic? She thinks they have organic food in communist countries. You think you have an option to buy the regular or the organic? You think people aren't literally starving to death and they have access to fancy vitamins?
Didn't she call recently to brag about how, like, now she can order McDonald's with her EBT card or something like that? It wasn't McDonald's, but it's
not like that in China.
No, it was some sort of prepared food that, you know, isn't going to be good for you. Maybe it was gas station sushi or sushi from Walmart.
Sushi from I don't know if it was Walmart or like Albertsons or whatever she has, but it was something like that.
Yeah, and she was we can buy prepared food now and it's so great. This disgusting sushi from Walmart. I don't know what world Sarah lives in, but she's peculiar. And, you know, she is involved in this pyramid scheme sort of thing, which did not allow them to buy a house. I'm assuming they did recently buy a townhouse, as we learned yesterday. I mean, good on them for that. It's good to make progress in the world. I don't know how Sarah manages to say we did that, because she didn't. Her roommate Richard did that. But, you know, she's a communist, so it's always we.
Yeah.
We, the people, can now buy gas station sushi.
Well, he gets to see her naked, and she gets to live in the townhouse. I didn't just make that up. That's what she said when she moved in with him.
And I'm a, you know, firm believer in trade and barter. You know, it's not just cash.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I don't know if I believe her entirely, but I also don't want to know, so.
It sounds believable to me.
I'm just surprised that I didn't know that Trump had actually met with Kim Jong-un. I thought it was all, was it Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, why did the basketball player get to go in there, though? Because he didn't just get to walk across.
Because Kim Jong-un liked him, and when you're a dictator, you can let people into your country that you like.
Okay.
So that's why he got to go. But it did make a lot of Americans unhappy. You know, why are you associating with this bad, evil person? It's like,
I mean, that's how I felt about it.
He's bad and evil, sure, but so is Trump.
It's smart to be on talking terms with bad, evil people if you're... I disagree.
I don't know. Kim Jong-un is definitely worse than Trump.
But I think that's 100% why Russia wasn't making a war before. But because why else would it happen the month after? I never thought this myself until the caller called in and talked about it. And I was like, honestly, it makes a lot of sense. People used to always say, Trump is pro-Russia all the time because he was too close to Putin. And then Putin invades Ukraine the month after Trump is gone.
Well, it could very well be that Trump was like, hey, look, I know, they had a secret phone call where Trump was like, look, I know you want to invade Ukraine. You made that clear to me, but can you just wait until I'm not president anymore?
Yeah, that's a possibility as well.
I mean, they are evil people that we're talking about here. And
that's a good point.
I don't think Trump did that because now if he had done that, he would be arguing, well, look, I kept Putin from invading Ukraine when I was president, which would be a true statement. Whether or not he actually had anything to do with it, Putin did not invade Ukraine. I think they did annex something. Maybe it was Georgia. I don't remember exactly when that was, but it's not important anyway. I certainly found it interesting how Americans never got past the Cold War. They still view Russia as the Soviet Union. It's just this, it's the anti-America. It's their greatest enemy. And they're incapable of seeing that it's not any worse than Ukraine or the United States. The reason they're so anti-Russia in this war is because they're the Soviet Union and they're bad. It's Russia. They're evil. We can't treat them as equals. They do the same thing with China now. And it's because Russia and China are countries that are big enough to be treated like equals, and Americans cannot handle that. Their egos cannot accept the existence of a country that is equal to them. And country and China and Russia don't want to be treated like little kids. And something's going to come to a head.
We don't get to see the people enough. Like, Saudi Arabia has such beautiful cities, and I want to be able to go visit there, but we don't get to see it. We don't think about it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.